Okay, so now I'm going to go through the section settings. Okay, so if you click on any of these sections here, you'll see on the left side of the page for that section, at the bottom, we've got these long lists of gray links. And I'm going to go through each one so you know what they do. And these are on every single section that you add to a page. So you'll have all of these options for each section, right? So for feature section, for the testimonial section, for the hero image, it's always on the left side of the page, you'll have these settings at the bottom. Okay. Okay, so hide section from visitors. That's pretty straightforward. If you click on this, we're actually going to hide this section from the front end. So you'd see if I save my changes, view page on site, boom, it's hidden. You can still see it from the back end, but this is actually bold. So you know that it's hidden and it's not viewable on the front end. You can also see here when you hide a section from the front end, we have a little eyeball with like a line slashed through it here to tell you that this is actually a hidden section, right? So sometimes if you want to hide sections, but you don't want to remove them from the page, they're just hidden from the front view because maybe you want to edit them for a while first, you could just hide it the way I showed you and then drag and drop the section to the bottom, right? And just have all your hidden sections down at the bottom. Totally up to you. You don't need to drag and drop it, but it just may be for organization's sake, right? So that is hiding this section from visitors. If you click it again, it shows the section again. Now, only show to some visitors means you can actually choose to only show this for anonymous visitors. So, you know, people who are anonymous, they're not a known contact in Simplero, they don't have a Simplero ID. Or only show for known contacts, and then you get to choose all known contacts, or when a contact has this tag, so they have a tag, or when a contact does not have a tag. Now, this option is pretty difficult. It will only work really if you have, if they're logged in, right? Because the system doesn't know whether or not they have a tag and they're known unless they're logged in. So you could only show it for all known contacts, or you could show when the contact has a certain tag, or doesn't have that tag, and you get to choose the tag. And then if you click show to all, it removes that option again and just shows to everyone. Only show on some devices. We've got mobile, tablet, and desktop. This one is super key, right? Because the way that a hero image section, for example, looks in desktop sometimes doesn't look that great in mobile. Now, we obviously made this so that it looked okay, although it's still a little bizarre, So like with just the words and all of that. So actually what we usually recommend is if you have any trouble getting the text over the image to look good in mobile, like since it looks so good, you know, from desktop and tablet, sometimes it doesn't look that great in mobile. So what we recommend, or what I usually recommend, is creating a whole new section and customizing that section for mobile, right? So creating a whole new section, I like to use a text and media section, you know, instead if you're trying to recreate the hero image, for example, but you want to do it for mobile. It's hard to get the text over the words when it's so condensed. So sometimes adding a text and media section, you could just have the image here, put the title here, and then the wording down here, and that would look good on mobile. Now, if I were to do that, what you could do is you could make it so that the hero image here only shows up on tablet and desktop, right? And then in mobile, you could make it so this option, this text and media section, if you scroll down, only shows on mobile, and then save changes. So now you'll see that this one shows on mobile and this one shows on tablet and desktop, right? So it's just a really nice way to really optimize your sections per device. In the past, we had to use a lot of CSS code for that. And now you don't. You can actually do it this way and it will be a lot easier. Okay, so now if I were to show back on all devices, that means that this would go on all devices again. And then you can also show for a specific time period. So you can say, I only want to start showing this section on this date, right? So you can choose a date, schedule out a date to actually show the section, whichever section. So any of these sections could do that. And you can actually schedule a date to stop showing a certain section. You just choose the date and we'll stop showing that section on the front end once the date has expired. Never mind, show it on any day brings it back to show it on any day. Hide show after page load. This just means that you can actually show the section after a certain amount of time they've been on the page, and you can hide the section after a certain amount of time they've been on the page. So it depends on what you prefer. So if you click on this side, start right here, you would say show after, and then you can choose like, you know, 2 minutes or 5 minutes or however many minutes you want, or 30 seconds, right? So you can choose how long you'd want them to wait before this section is shown on the page, after they land on the page. If you choose here, you can hide after a certain amount of minutes. So it would automatically show when they land on the page, they're looking at the page. And then after, if you say, for example, 5 minutes, or 5M, sorry, that's 5 minutes. Then after 5 minutes, if they're still on the page, we will hide that section, right? So never mind, no shenanigans, takes that off. Edit custom CSS. So this is pretty straightforward. If you have any CSS code to change or tweak the design of this section, you add that here. And then save as a template. This is a really great feature. I shared how to actually do this in a different video. So go back to my previous videos. But saving as a template just means that you can actually save the design that you've made. So this section, if you want to, let's say, upload this section to a multiple other pages, so any of these sections, if there's a section you want to upload to multiple pages, it can be really frustrating to actually have to recreate that section on every page, right? So the goal would be actually to save the section as a template and just upload that templated section on all your pages. And I'll just do that quickly again, just so you can see. Click Save as Template, name it. So I would just say Hero Runner. I'm just going to call it that. Save Template. Now, let's say I go back and I go to a different page, like the About page here. And I want to add that same section to this page, but I don't want to have to recreate it from scratch. So I click Add Section, and then I'm going to click on Templates. And that's where I'm going to see the different things I saved as a template. And here you go. I've got Hero Runner right here. I can click add, and I can move it up and down, you know, on all of these above or below these sections. So that is the save as template section or feature. And then the last thing down here is to duplicate the section. So that's really straightforward. If I needed to duplicate it, we'll just create a copy. We'll call it copy of that section title name. And boom, you can recreate it. You can slide it up and down on the page. That is pretty much what that is. Very straightforward. I'm going to go ahead and remove that. And then the last thing down here is you can remove the section altogether, like I just did. So I'm going to go ahead and save these changes. Those are the section settings, and these are on every single section. So once you know them on one section, you can use them for any of them.